Screenwriter Meg LaFauve is having a very good year. She's nominated for an Oscar as one of the writers on the Pixar movie Inside Out. She wrote the screenplay for The Good Dinosaur, and now she is co-writing Captain Marvel. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this profile.
First, Inside Out. Here's a recap. The main characters are an 11-year-old girl and her emotions, as in each of her emotions is a character. There's joy.
That's what I'm talking about. Woo! Another perfect day.
Sadness.
Everything just starts feeling droopy.
Oh. Anger.
We're taking the bus, nitwit.
Fear.
Did you see that? Look,
oh, no.
They're judging us.
And disgust.
Okay, caution. There is a dangerous smell, people. Hold on.
The setting of Inside Out is the mind. The original idea for the movie belongs to director Pete Docter. So Meg LaFauve and her co-writer Josh Cooley had to get into his head to understand his vision.
What is the mind? What does Pete see as the mind? What's going to happen? Where are they going? What are the rules of this world?
As part of her own research, LaFauve spent time at a Los Angeles preschool, where she says the teachers promote emotional intelligence. The theory goes that people learn better once they can regulate their emotions.
We would sit down next to the child whose sandcastle got kicked and ruined, which to that child in that moment would be like us doing a report on our computer and losing it, you know? You would be upset. And you would just narrate back to the child, wow, that you took a long time to build that. I did. You know, that you're sad. And then eventually they would move through it with you and regulate you just by you narrating them back to them how they're feeling.
LaFauve was so struck by the process, she included a similar scene in Inside Out.
I'm sorry they took your rocket.
Sadness talks to the character Bing Bong, the 11-year-old girl's imaginary friend when she was little.
We were best friends.
Yeah, it's sad.
Sadness listens, validates Bing Bong's feelings, and lets him have a good cry.
I'm okay now. Come on, the train station is this way.
Inside Out has already won awards and widespread praise, including from Meg LaFauve's mentor, Jodie Foster.
I loved Inside Out, and I was just so proud of her to have made a movie for kids and for families that doesn't talk down to them.
That emotional maturity is one of the reasons Foster hired LaFauve to run Egg Pictures, the production company she founded in the early 1990s. Foster says she wanted Egg to tell smart, independent-minded stories.
It was a way for me to see the intellectual and the emotional kind of come together in this perfect balance. And Meg's like that.
The stories Foster and LaFauve developed were adventurous. Take the coming-of-age film The Dangerous Lives of Altar Boys, released in 2002. It's a live-action film with animation woven throughout the story. The teenagers in the movie draw action-adventure comic books that come to life when the movie cuts to these wild, colorful animated sequences.
Who are you?
I'm Sorcerella. This is my kingdom.
It was a technique some critics raved about, but Foster says LaFauve had to work hard to defend the film.
It was a tough movie to get financed. You know, we lost our financing once and we had to go out and get some more. And that was a real good example of Meg's elbow grease.
With that kind of tenacity, Foster says she's not surprised LaFauve is now thriving as a writer. But Foster says she also could have become a studio executive.
I can't tell you how many opportunities she was given and how many people called me to say that they were offering her jobs. And she was very clear that she had done something and that it was valuable to her, but that she knew she had a different path.
LaFauve attended the Sundance Screenwriters Lab. Like so many writers in Hollywood, she's written unproduced screenplays, and Pixar tapped her to write The Good Dinosaur, about an awkward, insecure dinosaur whose father tries to toughen him up.
You gotta get over your fear, Arlo, or you won't survive out here.
LaFauve says it took her a long time before she had the guts to say, I'm a writer, even though she'd been writing stories as early as kindergarten.
And then I hit the classic stage of graduating from college and thinking, I'm not a writer. I have nothing to say. I can't earn any money. And it's interesting because I look back and wonder, well, if I had started writing earlier, would that have been better? But I think that life always knows what it's doing. What I learned in those years that I wasn't writing, I now use in my writing.
Next up for the Oscar-nominated Meg LaFauve, co-writing Captain Marvel, based on a female superhero. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.